guess, how would you say summer workouts have been going for you guys so far?
I think they're going well so far. We're midway through our third week now, and as far as I know, things are going well. I'm in 6 o'clock every morning, so that's really the only group I see. I don't really know about the other groups, but it sounds like things are going well. And you know, I think a lot of guys are just getting better every day is what it sounds like. So
how hard is that, just having to constantly get up 6 hours early?
You know, for the first week, it's kind of hard, but then after that, you know, you build a routine, it's pretty easy now.
Have you noticed a change in attitude here over the last, say, 3 or 4 months since the season ended and since you guys have had an opportunity to kind of reflect back on what didn't go well for you?
You know, I think, if anything, just guys are closer than we've ever been. You know, we all seem to be more unified than in the past. You know, we're all sharing a common goal. We all felt like how we felt last year, and we don't want to have that happen again. So I think, you know, everyone's just together here and trying to get better.
I know recently you had a teammate that ended up in a serious accident, and Coach Ferentz, it sounded like he was doing okay, just from the communication you guys have been able to have with him. How's he been? And just
It sounds like he's doing well. I haven't actually been in to visit him, but I mean, from what I've heard from other guys, it sounds like his morale is fine. You know, he's just taking it day by day. You know, he has some pretty serious injuries, so you know, he's just kind of trying to recover and then hopefully get back here as soon as he can.
How difficult is that, just when you consider that you don't ever necessarily think of a teammate being in that instance, and then suddenly you hear that news?
You know, it was shocking, because I didn't really hear about it until I got here, and Coach Doyle was the first one to say anything. So then I kind of, you know, scoured the news looking for information myself, and you know, found some things. And you know, it's just shocking anytime a player like that gets hurt, especially on a moped. You know, because a lot of guys ride mopeds around here, so it's just, you know, got to rethink how you ride those things. You know,
yeah.
So.